I like San Quentin, but I may like San Quentin a little bit better. That's some good data right there. All right, let's go to Bobby in Los Altos. Bobby in Los Altos. We got Antonio. You know what he's going to say. I already know Antonio. I love Antonio in Oakland. But Bobby in Los Altos. Good morning, Bobby.
Hey, good morning, fellas. I listened at the end of your program yesterday, so I really want to talk to you, Bonte, about your Draymond bet that you made. So I'd like to get into that a little bit. But
you like that bet, huh? You like that bet, huh, Bobby?
Well, let's have a discussion on that. But I realize that you are a sports station, so you feel obligated to run, you know, Draymond sound drops. But, I mean, with all due respect, I mean, aren't you guys a little embarrassed to play those what I consider empty words? Like for myself, you know, I woke up today and I said, oh, today I'm going to be a productive member of society, like I say every day. And then at 10 o'clock at night, I do a little review and it's all empty promises. So I just don't understand. Yeah, you can say a lot of things, but in the heat of the moment when you got to prove it, if you're sitting in front of a microphone, of course you could say, oh, I'm going to be calm and I'm going to have a control of myself. And I understand refs are humans too, but I just don't understand how anyone could believe that till he maybe delivers a little patience on the court. That being said, did you say yesterday that your bet was Draymond's going to play 65 regular season games?
That's my bet.
All right. So,
that was my bet back in the offseason before the training camp even started.
Okay, so who took this bet?
Shasky.
Of course, me.
Okay. So here's one complication, and I know Shasky's a gentleman, but you're not accounting for injury, right?
No, well, that was a caveat, but they're not giving me the caveat.
It literally was not. No, you're creating new caveats.
No.
You cannot staple new rules to the deal that has already been agreed upon.
Later on in that show, there's a caveat, but, you know, they're not going to give it to me.
So full of crap.
So it's all good, Bobby.
Hey, bro, what size is that hat? Because that's a big cap.
It's all good, Bobby. I'll deal with it. I think he's going to stay healthy. I'm ready to roll with it.
Bobby, losing this bet.
The odds are stacked against me, but you know what? Five games down, five games played. 60 more to go.
Yeah, so, I mean, like I said, I know Shasky's a gentleman, so maybe he'll just take it on percentage in terms of, you know, number of games unavailable due to suspension. But in terms of 65, if you include his back injuries and all these other phantom injuries when he's not motivated, I don't know how you're going to win that.
Bobby, let's be fair here, though. I hear you on Draymond and why should you trust him or why should anybody trust him. Didn't his tone and the way he presented that on the postgame show and then at the podium, didn't it just sound different? To me, it sounded different. The words mattered. And look, I'm going to take him at his word. We're all changing. We're all resetting. We all deserve second and third, fourth, fifth chances, whatever it is. You're not buying it, huh?
Look, I'm not rooting against him. But, I mean, he's transitioning onto his life as a television personality. He's very polished. So when you hear him say things, yes, he's very polished and it sounds convincing. All I'm saying is, it's very easy to say, I'm going to do this and this when you're in a non-stressful environment, sitting in front of a microphone or whatever wherever he was recording that, right? But the question is, when he gets a call against him, right, or two or three in a game, what's going to happen to him? You know he's going to go crazy.
Well,
I hope he doesn't. But that's proof in the pudding. And then finally, can I just say this? I'm not on any social media, so I don't know if this is old or not, but I feel like it came up with something impressive, but it may just be played out. The next time, or this season, when D'Anthony Melton has a good play, you know, D-A-M, D'Anthony Melton, can we just say, damn? It can that be like a little catch thing whenever he makes a really good play?
It's not bad, Bobby.
Damn!
It's not bad, Bobby. It's not bad.
Was that Chris Tucker?
Yeah, it was Chris Tucker on Friday. Miss Paca. Damn! Miss Paca. And then Bernie Mac came up. Saw Miss Paca.
You think Bobby represents a big portion of the fan base with that take, though? I think he kind of does. Like, it's great. It sounds great, but we need to, like, see it.
Are
like,
you buying it?
Buying what? Draymond's comments?
Yeah.
Nah, they're words right now. Like, he said these things, seems like same things last year on his podcast. Well, no, but I'm saying, like, but he says these things, and then he does something different. So, like, yeah, you're going to have to show me throughout the season. It looks good right now. And especially since Stephen Curry's been out, I'll grant him that. That's a factor in this.
That's a huge factor.
Because when Steph was out in previous years, It didn't seem like he didn't care as much.
Here's what Draymond Green said last night to everybody wondering if you're just getting your cars or if you're just popping in YouTube. Draymond Green with Fitz and Pookie after the game.
Yeah, absolutely. Like you said, it's a fresh start. You know I coming in, I had an awful year last year. It was just not right. Didn't play well, didn't act well. And, you know, I want to, like you said, I want to show the real me. I want to show the growth. You know, I talked last year about being a champion of change, arguing referees. These guys are human. They make mistakes, and I'm trying to understand that. Such an emotional game. I play, you know, one of my best attributes is playing with my emotions. And so taking that next step and learning how to play with those emotions, but knowing where to channel those is a big, important step for me and something that I'm really focusing on this year.
So that's Draymond last night. Are you buying it? I'm going to buy some stock into that. Champion of change. Being the leader. Didn't act well. Didn't play well. Taking accountability. And everything I've heard so far this season, he's backed it up. He's backed it up so far. So far, so good. So I'm going to buy it. I'm going to take him at his word.
Are you on TikTok?
I'm not on TikTok. No,
you're not on TikTok. So you know how they did like the chef dance back in the day?
Well,
the,
I told you I'm not on TikTok, so I don't know.
I'm saying, you know how they
did the chef dance? Yeah,
like whip cooking, it up, whatever. Yeah. The new one now is the Draymond.
Oh, the challenge. Hey, he's hitting on these challenges.
I'm circling my fingers around like I'm signaling a home run from an umpire.
He's 4-5 right now on challenges, right?
Yeah.
It's 4-5. Not bad. Not bad.
B, I can't argue with you. All five challenges, by the way, by the Warriors. All Draymond.
Yeah. Hey, he's won four of them. He's won four of them. Good challenges right here, Steve Kerr.
It just felt like a good time to ride the hot hand. Sometimes you just take one just to back your guy up. I think I said that pregame, but I think all five of our challenges have been Draymond, right? So we're 4-for-5, so it's a pretty good percentage.
So Draymond
deserved it.
So Draymond said that he's working on his growth. I'm not mad at that. I still work on my growth every damn day. I'm 42 years old. There's a lot of things I don't do well. Antonio in Oakland, what's happening?
Hey, what's up, y'all? Man, the Warriors riding high, and I'm a big believer in these Warriors, man. We got so much depth, man. Like, 12, man. You know, 12. Dude, we're the real 12, man. Not no damn Seahawks.
There you go, Antonio. That's a three.
Even when Steph doesn't play, like, I believe in this now. You know, in years past, especially because the playoff team, like, I thought we would lose, like, without Steph in years past, but now it's like, of course I want him to be there, but it's like we got so many splashers, Lindy Waters, freaking Buddy Hill. Hey, Buddy Hill been slept on for about a year. You know, he was in the wrong situation, but, you know, now he's in the right situation, so I love it. Yeah, and when Moses Moody is, like, your 10th best player, like, that screams depth. And we could beat anybody. The only team I kind of worry about is OKC in the West anyway. So, at the end of the day, man, Warriors.
Antonio, how do you feel about, because I know you watch the post-game stuff and you look at all the clips. No, seriously, we all do. He's locked in. Why are you laughing?
Felt like you were like,
no, why Antonio hung up?
Antonio, I know you're watching me on TV.
I didn't say that. That's where your brain went.
The way that you said it was just hilarious. No,
that's where your brain went.
Don't throw somebody under the bus.
He even let me cut me off and he hung up. Antonio's locked in.
Laughed.
He lives for this. He watches, he listens, he does everything on all his teams. I was going to ask about Draymond Green.
I always appreciate, again, we're going show behind the show, so when we're screening calls,
I don't even promote my pre- and post-game show.
No, you're doing a great job, though. I know you're not, but I'm going to promote it for you. You guys are doing a great job. Antonio, whenever we screen the calls and he comes in, it's like, all right, what's your name? Where are you calling from? What do you want to talk about? It's Antonio in Oakland, and I want to talk about the Golden State Warriors every single time, or the 49ers. Very succinct, gives what he wants to talk about in, out. He is efficient as hell, and I appreciate you, Antonio. He doesn't call every single day, too.
No, he doesn't.
Picks and chooses his spots.
He lays in a cut. See, that's where Shasky Bray goes. I was like, don't watch me. You're not watching for me. You're watching for Bully and Fezzi and everybody else in the Warriors game. You're not watching for me.
People are very divided on Draymond. So, for example, don't fall for it from the 408. 650, Draymond's batting 1,000 on Coach's Challenge. That's crazy. 925, lip service as usual. 510, I'll buy it, but only when he walks away every time from bad calls. Rich in Oakland, show me. I mean, it's very divided. People are very divided.
Yeah, no doubt. They are going to be divided. It's Draymond Green.